From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio.
President Trump is continuing his criticism of the Federal Reserve this morning. He's renewing calls for the central bank to cut interest rates and says the Fed should start buying more U.S. treasuries, another round of quantitative easing. This after he said yesterday he wants to appoint another loyalist to the Fed, Herman Cain, the former pizza executive and Republican presidential candidate. Cain's campaign ended after several women accused him of sexual harassment. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Herman Cain is a former chair of the board of directors of the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, but he never got a vote on interest rates. The board's job is to help choose the bank president, one of the people who does make interest rate decisions. Justin Wolfers is an economist at the University of Michigan.
You can think of his role as being every few weeks turn up for coffee and muffins and listen to a briefing, but not really getting involved in the nitty-gritty of economics, of monetary policy, of interest rates, of supervising banks, or any of the really important work that the Federal Reserve does.
And Cain has advocated a return to the gold standard, that is, linking the U.S. dollar to the price of gold. Most economists today don't like the idea.
I don't think it would work. It doesn't make any sense today.
Ted Truman is a former Fed economist. He says the gold standard cuts into the independence of the Fed because a central bank can be forced to change interest rates to keep its currency in sync with gold.
And that may or may not be appropriate for the economy at the time.
Economists also worry that Trump is injecting politics into the Fed. Herman Cain chairs a political action committee that runs ads in support of President Trump. Stephen Moore was the first Trump loyalist floated for a Fed position last month. He advised the Trump campaign. Victor Matheson is an economist at the College of the Holy Cross. He says the Fed is supposed to be apolitical.
They're trying to figure out what's best for the economy in the short and the long run without wondering whether that might cost the current occupant of the Oval Office their job.
Moore and Cain haven't been formally nominated yet and would need Senate confirmation. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.